We have a lot of questions surrounding this economic climate and what that means for companies' bottom lines. Today, I'm speaking with Chief Economist at Moody's, Mark Zandi. Will AI transform the way companies do business? And what does that mean for workers? And what does it mean for employers?
AI has the potential for really changing a lot of business practices. You know, it's coming on very rapidly. Businesses are already aggressively investing in these new technologies. History is a guide. It does take time for those technologies to be incorporated into business practices and to have a big impact. You know, we tend to see the technology, we can see it, we can feel it, we can taste it, we know it's coming, therefore it should happen immediately. It doesn't happen that way generally. It happens over periods of several years, even a couple decades. But I think all businesses will benefit and also be challenged by artificial intelligence.
I know a lot of employees are worried they're going to be replaced by AI, and maybe employers are thinking, great, I can not pay, you know, workers and I can have them work 24/7. Do you think that that will happen anytime soon? I mean, you kind of alluded that maybe not, but you tell me.
I think AI will have differential impacts, challenges and opportunities for both workers and employers. I mean, obviously for workers, the challenge is that their job will be eliminated or replaced or significantly changed in some way that will require the worker to get other skills and experiences to be able to navigate in the world with AI. Opportunity, because if you're able to harness the power of artificial intelligence in your work, you should be able to command a higher wage, and the fact that AI is lifting everyone's productivity. For businesses, the challenge is it could change the competitive landscape quite dramatically. A company's comparative advantage may be significantly disrupted by the fact that AI has come on and allowed other businesses to enter into the marketplace with this new technology that allows them to compete. And of course, the benefit is productivity gains. I mean, businesses are scrambling to try to figure out how to raise the productivity of their labor force. They know that it's going to be hard to find workers in the future, given demographic trends, aging out of the workforce by boomers and weaker immigration. So that is a benefit. So there's challenges and benefits to workers and employers.
What would you say is the biggest risk that companies are facing right now?
The biggest threat that businesses face, I think, at this point is just high interest rates and a lack of credit. Because of the banking crisis and because of the Federal Reserve's aggressive policy of raising interest rates over the past year, businesses are struggling. And that, I think, is particularly difficult for smaller, mid-sized companies that don't have access to a lot of sources of funding. The big guys, they can go into the capital markets and raise funds if they need to, and probably have a bigger cash cushion anyway. But for smaller and mid-sized companies, that's a problem. I think at this point, they're the biggest threat to their business.
All right, inflation, it's hitting all of us individually, but what does it mean for companies and how they're changing their investments?
The high inflation is creating a lot of cross currents for businesses. I mean, obviously it's raising costs, the cost of labor, the cost of materials. So businesses are struggling trying to figure out how to manage those higher costs and maintain their margins and their bottom line. But it's also allowing some businesses to raise prices more aggressively. We've seen since the pandemic has hit, inflation took off, that overall economy-wide margins are wider than they were prior to the pandemic. So that would suggest that businesses, at least on net across all industries, have been able to pass through and then some those increases, and it's actually helped to lift the bottom line and make earnings even stronger. I suspect that's not going to continue going forward as inflation moderates. I mean, the Fed's working really hard through higher interest rates to cool off the economy, get inflation back in. We'll start to see competitive pressures intensify and those margins come back down to something that was more consistent with pre-pandemic. But for the time being, businesses are enjoying wider margins and better profitability.